Wednesday night's talk by Tony Porter of the group A Call to Men is a part of a series of events in Madison marking Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The vast majority of rapes and violent assaults on women are carried out by men. Porter's group, based in New York, is one of a growing number of male-led organizations dedicated to convincing men to take responsibility for that violence and strive to end it. The director of the Dane County Rape Crisis Center, Kelly Anderson, says it's a welcome shift away from the traditional approach to rape prevention that focuses on training women to defend themselves.
You can tell women to try harder not to get raped, but there's a limit to what women as potential victims can do to protect themselves. When you're really looking at wanting to prevent future assaults, the only way to do that is to reach the men and boys who are the potential perpetrators.
That reaching out is going on both locally and nationally. In Madison, even fraternities are getting involved in forming men's groups to discuss ways to change traditional male attitudes that condone violence against women. Anderson says that's an important step in the right direction.
For us as women to go into a group of men and say, you shouldn't commit rape and it's bad for women and this is why. Well, that's been done to death. For a group of men to get together and talk about how does it harm us and harm the women we care about that we live in a culture that lets this keep happening to women? That's revolutionary. Like, that's really change.
The campaign to get men more involved in ending sexual violence is also getting a media boost in Madison. 22 Madison buses now carry a Men Can Stop Rape poster painted across the back of the bus. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.